Hey, Don. Have you started using your windmill to generate electricity?
No. I need to store extra electricity generated on windy days for days when the wind isn't blowing. I'm not happy about keeping a batch of storage batteries in the basement. You know, batteries are made with toxic and corrosive materials. They can even catch fire, Yael.
I know. That's why...
That's the trouble with renewable resources.
Oh, before you go off on a rant, Don, what if I told you researchers have built a non-toxic, non-flammable, cheap battery that would be perfect for you?
You're kidding.
A group at Harvard has made a battery with an organic dye and a food additive.
Now I know you're kidding.
Unlike the solid electrode batteries you've been considering, the researchers created a flow battery, which stores energy in liquids contained in tanks.
But flow batteries are corrosive, too. They contain metals dissolved in acid, which is corrosive. Plus, they're expensive.
Not these batteries, Don. The researchers replaced metals with safe carbon-based molecules called quinones that form the negative side of the battery.
Go on, I'm listening.
The positive part of the battery is an ion called ferrocyanide. The cyanide isn't poisonous because it's bound to iron. As a matter of fact, it's so non-toxic that it is commonly used as a food additive. The solution's not something you could drink, but it's much safer than traditional batteries. Best of all, the ingredients are common and inexpensive.
I suppose their batteries aren't for sale yet?
Not yet.
I wonder if I could build my own.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.